Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with modern-day jazz Kansas City bassist Julian Vaughn. Over the course of our interview, he spoke about his original dreams to make it into the NBA and why he chose jazz as the route he is on today, who has been his inspirations, his newest CD, Limitless, along with much, much more. Dig it, my friends.
Thank you for taking a little time to talk with us. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
Let me go ahead and start off here and ask you, I know everything's been going really good with your latest album, Limitless. What has been going on with you lately?
Doing promoting for my CD release party, which is this Friday at the Gym Theater at 7:30. Just promoting my album right now and just trying to make sure it gets out there and gets into everybody's hands, actually.
Right on. So have you been pretty happy with how it's been doing on the charts lately?
Yeah, I've been pretty happy, but I'm one of those guys, man. I'm not really caught up in the whole Billboard chart type of thing. You know, I'm more concerned with, you know, how many shows am I able to do or book a year? Because that's really when you reach the people when get to see you live, and you know, your live shows I think mean more to an artist than, you know, the charts. So it's cool. I mean, you know, hopefully we get a top five, but I'd be as happy as if I did or I didn't, you know.
Right on. So you were born and raised in Kansas City. How did being raised in Kansas City foster a love of jazz for you?
I didn't hear contemporary jazz until the age of 15, and that was like by accident, because my dad had a Najee, who's a smooth jazz saxophonist legend. He happened to have his cassette tape player laying around in the house, and I just happened to listen to it one day, and that's the first time I ever heard contemporary jazz, and I was hooked as soon as I heard it.
So you started out on the drums in the church, and then you landed on the bass. Why the bass? Why wasn't the drums what you wanted to gravitate towards?
Well, I say growing up in church, all the kids, everybody wanted to play the drums. And so it was kind of like sometimes wait your turn, or if it wasn't that many songs, you might not play that Sunday. it got to a point to where I was like, you know what, I'll let you guys pot over the drums. I think I want to pick up this bass guitar. And the first time I picked it up, I never put it down again. It was amazing. I'm just mad I didn't do that sooner.
Yeah.
I was kind of there at 10 years old, man. Oh, man. I'd have been a bad dude. That's when it started, man.
Right on. So as you were growing up, what other jazz musicians really floored you that gave you the inspiration to want to get into the business?
Like I said, Najee started it, and then when I heard my Wayman Tisdale, once my friend, his name was Sean, once he bought that Wayman Tisdale CD to school and gave it to me and said, check this out, oh, it was a wrap. I was 17, and that did it for me, because I was already playing bass, but that's the first time I heard a bass player being the lead featured instrument.
Yeah,
and like a ding and a stars went off, everything, man. I was like, ding ding, this is it.
So when you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up? Was it always music, or was there something else that you were thinking about?
Always NBA. It was NBA. Just like any other tall kid that played sports that was good. I was like, yeah, I'm going to be in the NBA, and I do this on the side, but that did not happen.
Yeah.
So I'm glad. I tell people, hey, I didn't become a star in professional sports, but I'm becoming a star in my genre, so I guess I'll take it.
What's the best thing about Kansas City for you?
Man, I tell you, I mean, I don't have a family as far as wife and kids or anything like that, but, I mean, I've been to a lot of cities in my, you know, the past 3-4 years touring and stuff in the States, and I tell you right now, man, Kansas City, this is a great place for raising families. I just think Kansas City is like very, it's tight-knit, man. It's just, you know, and then you go other places, you don't get that same feeling. So, you know, Kansas City will always, it still is home, but it will always be home if I ever relocate, you know. It's just,
yeah,
there's nothing like home.
Yeah. What's the greatest thing about waking up every day for you?
Waking up every day, man, I get up. It's number one, it's a blessing every time I'm able to wake up every day. But like when I wake up, one of the things on my mind is, I wonder if I'm going to write a song today, or, you know, am I going to get inspired today to you know, because you don't know when inspiration is going to hit. It just hits you, and you know. So, you know, I wake up expecting the unexpected, meaning, you know, good things. Like, you know, I wonder if something good is going to happen today, or am I going to get that one special call, you know. So I wake up, man, expecting things, man. So.
Cool. How would you define your blend of jazz? If you had to define the music that you make, how would you define that?
Well, I honestly, to me, it's just a category I'm placed in. I wouldn't even define it as my music is smooth jazz. I think if you took smooth jazz, contemporary jazz, and R&B, and just a little hint of funk, and you just threw them all in the pot and mix them up, I think that's what you have when you listen to me.
Yeah.
And my music, you know. So I don't stick with one way or whatever. I write and I do what's in me to come out on, try to be like somebody else. Just whatever's in me is going to come out, and that's what's going to be on my record.
Yeah. So let's get to know the man behind the music. If you had to define yourself in the length of a tweet, and you can go over, we kind of play with the characters here, how would you define who you are as an individual?
As a man, you know, I'm an outgoing people person, man. You know, nobody's a stranger. But at the same time, I do like my space sometimes. fun-loving guy, always wanting to, or, you know, whoever I come across to touch somebody's life or whatever, even with a smile or a joke or whatever, you know. And I'm very humble and, you know, guys, number one, and, you know, I'm just a man trying to grow in the business, and I have big dreams for myself, you know, so easy to get along with as well. So
let's say that you did make it to the NBA, and you had to pick one of your songs as your intro song going into the arena. What would it be?
Oh, that's like one of the best questions I've had in 3 years. that's a tough one, man. You do that to me. Oh, man.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, probably Juju's Groove, man. Cause it's like one of my favorites, but it's a fan favorite for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, I had a song On Your Feet went number one, but Juju's Groove, which like made it to like number eight, like that's the most favorite song from fans. Like they would get mad if I didn't perform that song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool. You know, it seems like things are on the up and up. Your album's called Limitless for a reason. Let's say we get together in 10 years and catch up, and I ask, what is going on? What are you going to want to tell me about that's transpired in the last 10 years for you?
Hopefully I'm still doing this. But doing this as a household name, like your Dave Causes, like your Brian Culbertsons, your Jeff Lorbers, Boney James, you know, in 10 years, I want to be mentioned in the same breath as those guys. Now, mind you, those guys put in work, but, you know, you add 10 more years to my career, I would have put in a total of at least 8 records, which is the goal. So,
who would you consider your heroes in life?
You know, I don't know if I have heroes. I have inspirations, you know, just when I see people that are like my elders and I may not know them, but just the success and life that they've had, and part of that's financial, and then part of that's family and business and just the life they live. That's kind of how I would like to model myself after. So I wouldn't say I have a like specific hero, like I want to be like this guy or that guy. I just want the success, because with success you're able to do a lot of things, not just for yourself but for other people. And that's, you know, so that's kind of what I hope that will happen for me.
Right on. That's a perfect place for us to stop. Julian, I appreciate you taking a little bit of time out. Good luck with your gem show and into the future.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to yet another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in New York City, Kansas City, and spots all over America giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Julian Vaughn for his time and dedication to Kansas City jazz. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino on the iTunes Store, or you can always visit theneonjazz.blogspot.com for all things neon jazz. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.